You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. What in the world is trending? Well, the Broncos finally won again. I guess you guys didn't get to watch it because you're out doing your parties.
I didn't see any of it.
No flag out or anything?
No, we didn't even put the flag. Hey, whoa. Starting to see a little correlation here. It's the flag.
You put the flag out, they lose. You go out and play around and don't watch the game and don't put your flag out, they win.
That flag is going in the garbage.
They beat Washington yesterday at Mile High Stadium. And, of course, the crowd was thrilled to watch number 18, PFM, inducted into the Bronco Ring of Fame.
It's pretty cool.
And he was his usual delightful self.
He's the man, isn't he?
As only...
I just want to hug him.
There may not be, like, a happier... More of a happy-go-lucky person in the world.
Just jolly. You know, life is good, attitude.
To have hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yep.
To be adored by most people. There are some people, but you know, there are some people who dislike everything.
Just got a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Just a class act.
I mean.
I want to hug him. I want to make it weird. I want to go in for a hug, and then I want it to linger just a little too long.
I know you, though, your hand would start slowly drifting down.
I'd pinch his butt.
Pretty soon you'd cup a buttock and...
Probably a great butt, too. He's got it all.
Probably.
Got it all.
Probably, why not?
Great butt.
The Astros stayed alive in the World Series last night, beating Atlanta to force Game 6, which will be tomorrow night in Houston. The Nuggets continue their road trip with a game tonight in Memphis, and the Avs are off until Wednesday. Avs fans gotta wait. Speaking of induction ceremonies, you got Peyton Manning at Mile High Stadium, and then you've got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that had its induction ceremonies this weekend. They won't televise this for a while. When does that actually get televised, in case anybody cares? Nobody cares. there's a lot being made about the fact that it is the, quote, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and yet it was Taylor Swift who kicked everything off.
What?
And I'm like, if you look at the names, like the lineup of people who have been, it's not a heavy metal or a hard rock and roll Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a pop music Hall of Fame, really. So who really cares? And I got news for you. Taylor Swift will be eligible for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in what, 12 years?
They'll put her
is
in.
Is that right? Yeah. 11, 12, 13?
Put her in. Let's do it.
She'll be going in. So, anyway, she came out and kicked everything off by inducting Carole King. They performed a little bit. Dr. Dre had maybe the line of the night when he was speaking for LL Cool J. And Dr. Dre said that Cool J was, quote, the rare artist beloved by you, your mama, and all of your kids all at once.
Got a yo mama in there.
That's a great line. And he's right. LL Cool J transcends generations.
Another quality dude.
I mean, Tina Turner was inducted. The Go-Go's got inducted, and they had Drew Barrymore as the person who inducted them. And what she did is she came out wearing a bath towel and face cream, which is an homage to the, you know, the best-selling album by the Go-Go's called Beauty and the Beat, where that's what they were wearing on the cover of the album. So she pulled that up.
That's cool.
Jay-Z was inducted with a video that featured all sorts of people like Ed Sheeran, Chris Rock, LeBron James, Barack Obama. And then Jay-Z gave the longest acceptance speech of the night, but he didn't perform. Why not?
I don't know.
You're Jay-Z. Paul McCartney inducted the Foo Fighters, and then to close out the show, McCartney and the Foos did the Beatles' Get Back.
All right.
Which I wouldn't mind seeing that.
Yeah.
What else is trending?
Biggest trending news of the day. It should have been Fat America. But the McRib is back at Mickey D's nationwide for a limited time. It's the 40th anniversary of the old McRib, Dom. Debuted
like
in 1981.
Bones in my sandwiches, though.
What?
I don't like bones in my sandwiches.
There's no bones in it.
in it. It's a
it's like molded to look like there's bones in it. I guess back in 81, it was a huge flop. And yeah, I've had one.
And?
Tasted like a flip-flop.
I'll
tell you that right now. But people adore them. They love them. So that's back today. We are going to dive a little deeper into this topic tomorrow, but we do need to touch on it. That Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson were out holding hands on a roller coaster at Knott's Berry Farm on Friday. Now, sources are saying
they're just friends,
apparently, Dom. But I guess they were kind of out on a double date-looking thingy-dingy with Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. They say that they kind of hang in the same circles, so they'll be together from time to time. And it's just a couple of friends hanging out. Huh. But we don't think so. And we are wondering, yet again, how does creepy Pete Davidson do it? How does he keep landing all these successful, beautiful, rich celebrity women? How does he do it?
If he could bottle that,
I don't know what it is.
He would be the richest person in the world.
He's got quite the hit list, Dom, and we're a little bit jealous, I think. what else is going on?
Not with Kim Kardashian.
Well, not with Kim. Well, maybe. She might be delightful.
I was certainly jealous with Kate.
Yeah.
In fact, that's what caused me to break up with her.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because
it was Pete Davidson.
Anyway.
He came between us.
I think we're going to talk about this a little more tomorrow in further detail and try to puzzle this whole thing out. Ladies, we're going to need some help with this. This is some funny news in the trending report today. Tropicana is releasing a limited edition toothpaste, which supposedly doesn't ruin your morning orange juice for you. It says it offers maximum OJ flavor protection. A spokesperson for the company says it doesn't include sodium lauryl sulfate, one of my favorites, SLS. It's an ingredient in toothpaste that helps you clean your teeth a little bit better. But it also contributes to the bitter aftertaste from brushing your teeth and then drinking OJ. We've all done it, right?
Yeah, that's an interesting little science thing, isn't
Reed
it?
Did it for his last science fair project last year. He'd brush his teeth and then try different liquids and foods and then document the results. And it was pretty darn cute. I think he might have got a medal for that. I don't remember. Anyway.
Well, don't they give every kid a medal?
Usually, yeah. Usually. So anyway, that's coming out. The couple dog stories today.
I mean, if you were a kid at a science fair and you just sat there and picked your nose, I mean, they'd give you a medal.
I'm trying to remember because we're chairs of the fair. I think every kid gets a ribbon, if I recall, but then they do first, second, third.
Ah, okay.
I don't know.
Gotcha.
We're already firing up, getting ready for this year.
So they made this toothpaste with stuff that doesn't clean teeth. So what's the point?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess there's to put something else in it.
Soap?
To help clean your teeth. Soap. It's full of soap. You're all bloop, bloop. A couple dog stories this morning for the dog people. This dude in Toronto is in the news for an app that he created. It's like Tinder for your dog. It's called Paw Mates, and it helps you find other dogs in your area for your pup to play with. So you can have dog park dates. And then this other dog story, which is slightly creepy. It's a woman in North Carolina named Michelle. She was out walking her German Shepherd a little while back, and she crossed paths with a dude on the trail. He looked friendly. He stopped and pet her dog. And he said, "Hey, is it cool for me to snap a photo of your little pooch?" And she said, "Sure, have at it." Didn't even think about it. A few hours later, Michelle received a mysterious text message. Turned out it was this dude from the trail who was petting her dog. And she's like, "How did you get this number?" She's looking at her phone. "How did you get this number?" Apparently, he took a picture of the dog and got the number off the dog's collar and then texted her, trying to hook up. She said it was creepy and blocked him. Is that creepy or kind of cute? Or do you give the guy a gold star for trying?
It's a further discussion.
It's another further discussion, I think.
I think this is a bigger topic. You want me to make a note?
Make a note. Because I'm kind of giving this guy props.
I sort of am, too.
I know. I don't know exactly what he said in the text. Maybe I can dig a little deeper.
Right.
He was like, "Hey, pretty lady." So maybe if he was kind, you know. I don't know. All right, let's do clickbait. It's kind of funny today.
Clickbait.
You can find that clickbait on our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I've got a photo and some information on there about the smallest park in the world. It earned the Guinness World Record back in 1971. The entire park is only 3 square feet with one small tree in the middle. But I guess it had to be removed this year because of a construction project. But now it's back and better than ever. It's relocated exactly 6 inches west of where it used to be.
I was going to say, I heard that they moved it, like when they put it back
six
in.
6 inches.
But they it was only it 6 inches? 6 inches.
But it still is 3 square feet. So pack a picnic, get the kids ready, and go check out the world's smallest park.
I saw the photo. It looks like Charlie Brown Christmas
tree. It does. One little tree in the middle of it. It's so ridiculous. Check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.